You are listening to Sheep Might Fly, a podcast of serialized fiction written and read by Tansy Rayner Roberts. I hope you're all doing okay, however isolated or not isolated you are right now. We are up to Kissing Basilisks, Chapter 13. No Chauvelin is going to get the better of Hebe Hallow, man or house. I shouldn't have kissed him. I can't believe I did that. I haven't forgiven him yet, not at all. Things were going so well until the solstice. We were on the same page, building a future together. I'd been accepted into a grad diploma of magical archiving, which meant I could stick around Belladonna U for another 2 years, while Ferd finished off his own Bachelor of the Unreal. Delayed, of course, because he had to start mostly from scratch when he changed colleges after losing his magic. We didn't need to worry about relationship milestones like living together, because we found a comfortable balance between together and apart on separate floors of the magical pixie dream house. We had problems and arguments. Things weren't perfect. But we were doing fine. We'd fixed all the big issues. At least I thought we had. Then he flaked on me on the solstice, ditched my graduation ceremony and half the parties. When he did turn up, he wasn't acting like himself. Rude, dismissive, some of the things he said. I warned him to get his act together, because I wouldn't put up with being treated like that. He shrugged like I was nothing. Like the entire relationship we'd been building all year was nothing. What are you going to do about it? Break up with me? I should have known, shouldn't I, that there was something more going on. My third wouldn't speak to me like that. Maybe I should. But at the time, in the moment, all I saw was that sneer on his face. It made me feel like 10 types of idiot. Like every inner thought that someone like him would never be interested in someone like me was right, all along. I was angry. Looks like it, I said, and walked away. The next day, I went home with the mums. Hung out with them quietly, making candles, baking cupcakes. Didn't tell Holly what had happened or any of my friends. I wasn't ready to say it out loud. And besides, I was waiting for the apology, for the explanation. I didn't want to be humiliated when I took him back, when I forgave him, because surely it was some big, stupid mistake. A fight, not a real breakup. I didn't want my friends, our shared friends, to hate him once everything was okay again. But then I came back from the New Year's party, and he spent the whole time ignoring me for Jules and Viola. Though every now and then he met my eyes and smiled like normal, like nothing had happened. Now standing in Ferd's giant fancy house, I didn't know what to think. Didn't exactly get time to figure it out, either. Ferd's face went strange, like he couldn't focus. He slumped to the ground, his hand slackening in mine. The house didn't like that, or it liked it a little too much. The floor buckled under our feet, sagging like it was soggy rice paper instead of, well, floor. There was a crashing sound, and the door blew inwards. Jules and Viola stood there, which explained the ice shards and smouldering flames in what remained of the doorframe. "Come on!" yelled Viola. Sage scooped up Ferd like he was an armful of microphone gear and headed for the exit. "Heaps, move!" I stumbled after him. Juniper took my hand and pulled me along, which was a tiny bit comforting. The house blurred around us, probably because I was crying. When had I started crying? Then we were outside, on the lawn, surrounded by people I loved. Sage was conferring with Jules in an urgent voice, still holding Ferd in his arms. Viola was interrogating Ferd's sister, Sadie. Everyone was talking, shouting, planning. and I couldn't stop crying like a soggy manga heroine with no plot line of my own. The house shuddered behind us. I felt its pain. I'd never felt so hungry in my life. Then Sage was in my face, picking me up off the ground. I hadn't even realised I'd crumpled on the grass. I looked around for Ferd and saw Deck and Jules bundling him into the back seat of May's tiny car. "Come on," Sage said, his voice echoey in my ears. Was I in shock? Overly attached to a dying house? "Vale reckons there's a hot professor who can help us. Gotta get Ferd away from here." No, that was not a good idea. Was it? Houses went bad when starved of magic, but starved of people? That was when they really lost the plot. "Someone should stay here," I started to say. "I'm staying," said Ferd's sister, furiously. "You can all go to hell for all I care." Holly wrapped one fierce arm around my waist. "Your choices are hot professor or home," my twin said firmly. "This house is not your problem, Hebes." I was too foggy to argue with her. Hungry. The house was hungry. And so was I. "Hot professor," I said reluctantly. "Why stop making bad decisions now?" "Like you're the one making decisions," said Viola impatiently. She was, I noticed, holding my broom. "Come on, you lot. Time for school." Thanks for listening to Sheep Might Fly. You can sign up to my author newsletter for updates, follow me on Twitter at TansyRR or at Sheep Might Fly. Find me on Facebook at TansyRR Books. And if you like this podcast, consider supporting me at Patreon, where you can receive all kinds of cool rewards, early ebooks, and exclusive stories for a small monthly pledge. My Patreon supporters will get the print version of Kissing Basilisks as part of the Holiday Brew collection before at least a month before anybody else. So it might be worth that $1 pledge to get that. All right, see you next week.